You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in a fascinating study, and we just started this yesterday. First, again, a little more info on this ministry. If you're just joining us for the very first time, this is WGOD Radio. And as a radio man, being a manager at some radio stations here in Florida for some almost 20 years now, I love the idea. I love the fact, the truth that God is always broadcasting. And if I own my own radio station, and if we could have any call letters we want, mine would be WGOD. Because if you tune in to WGOD, you're going to hear a word from God. That is when preachers preach the Word of God. Because that is where God is speaking today. He's got a lot to say if you tune into where He is speaking here today. And that's what we're going to do. That's what we always do on this radio program, WGOD. My website is WGODradio.com. We have a Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Also on Twitter, same thing. And these podcasts are uploaded on there as soon as they're recorded. We're on a couple different radio stations. Central Florida here, WMIE and WWBC. We have a new program starting April 1st in Richmond, Virginia. WDZY 103.3 on the FM dial. So we're getting this gospel message out. Lately, too, I'm happy to say I've been teaching some brand new books. And this is one of them we're in right now. At church, it's the Gospel of Matthew. I say brand new, first time from the pulpit I've preached from Matthew. I've taught it many times on Bible study, Sunday nights or Sunday mornings or Wednesday evenings, never from the pulpit. And now here on the podcast and on the radio, for the first time, is this pastoral letter of 1 Timothy. This is a letter Paul wrote to his young protege, who was the pastor at Ephesus when he wrote this. But I want to look at this, and I want to put ourselves maybe as members of the church. Let's call it First Baptist or First United Methodist of Ephesus. Huh. Or First Baptist or Church of God in Christ in Ephesus. Whatever your denomination may be, put yourself there. And if you're a minister or a pastor like I am, put yourself as the recipient of this letter and take this to heart. You know, sometimes we are creatures that seek approval. I know I do. I seek the approval of my congregation. That's probably a fault. But you always like to hear someone say to you, you know, good sermon, pastor. I look forward to hearing that. How about here? I mean, if you ran into the Apostle Paul, wouldn't you want his opinion on how you're doing? If you were a pastor or a minister, I know I would. I'd want to hear if I'm doing it right or if I was doing it wrong. And we can get a good idea of that in this letter written to a pastor, not to just the church members or the people there at a church like Corinth or Galatia. This one is written to a pastor. So take these things to heart. I do as a pastor, and they're going to help me understand what I'm doing right and what I'm doing wrong. I read here in verse 3, as if he wrote this to me, he said, I urged you when I left Macedonia to stay there at Ephesus. This is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, by the way. Remain on at Ephesus so that you may instruct certain men not to teach strange doctrines. There we go. Right there, countless, I don't know how many churches on a Sunday night, they'll get up and they'll do meaningless, endless genealogies. Oh, wait, endless genealogies. Let's keep going. Verse 4. Nor pay attention to myths or endless genealogies, which give rise to mere speculation, rather than furthering the administration of God, which is by faith. You hear it right there from the apostle. Don't waste your, number one, don't be teaching strange doctrine in your church. He's not going to give you the approval. Teach Christ. There's enough in your Bible to teach Jesus Christ. Teach the Word of God. Teach Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. I concentrate and teach on the New Testament, Matthew 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. Teach the existing Word of God, not strange doctrine. Or don't pay attention to myths. That is, you know, the old myth, oh, Jesus, he didn't die, he was out of breath. And when he revived, he married Mary Magdalene, and he moved to England. You see, stuff like that, it's a myth. And if you go around speaking that kind of stuff in your church, he'd condemn you for it. Don't waste your time. Don't pay attention to myths and endless genealogies, which give rise to mere speculation. So, as a pastor of the church, I should not allow things going on in my church or preside over things which lead or give rise to mere speculation. Rather than, see, this is what I should be doing, furthering the administration of God, which is by faith. And the goal, verse 5, the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. The goal is love. Just like the Lord Jesus said, he said that by this all men will know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another. Now the Apostle John, upon hearing that, he learned that and took that to heart and preached that as well. One of the last things he wrote, 1 John 3:14, it says, by this we know we have passed from death unto life, that we love the brethren. This is the evidence of our salvation. Paul said it's the goal of our instruction. Love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere or genuine faith, as opposed to a hypocritical faith, a real faith. You're not a wolf in sheep's clothing. You're the real McCoy. Your faith is genuine. And now he's going to go on to some that aren't genuine. Verse 6, for some men, having strayed from these things, have turned aside to fruitless discussion. Another translation here, it says, having swerved, they've turned aside to, well, my Bible translation says futile talk. The King James says vain jangling. Some have turned aside to vain jangling. Verse 7, wanting to be teachers of the law, even though they do not understand either what they were saying or the matters about which they make confident assertions. But we know the law is good if one uses it lawfully, realizing that, okay, if this was said today, and if you said what the Apostle Paul is about to say, if you made this statement in public, this would be the end of your career. Realizing the law is good if one uses it lawfully. Realizing the fact the law is not made for a righteous person, but for those that are lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who kill their fathers and mothers, for murderers, for immoral men, for homosexuals, kidnappers, liars, and perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine. Can you believe that? This man, the Apostle Paul, he just sandwiched homosexuals in between all immoral men, murderers, and kidnappers. This is the word of God. This does not change. This is what God thinks of all of these sins. Remember, sin is just sin to God. We read in the book of James that whoever keeps the whole law yet stumbles at one point is guilty of all. So we got to be careful not to point a finger at anyone else, think we're more righteous or better than anyone else. However, don't think that God changes because it's only 2019. You see it, but right here, according to the word of God, the homosexuals, the sin of homosexuality is right up there with kidnappers, perjurers, murderers, and the profane, those who kill their fathers and mothers, all immoral people, and kidnappers and liars and perjurers. And then he says, in case he forgot anyone else, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. Now he's going to go on with a little testimony about himself. I thank God, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he considered me faithful, putting me into the ministry, even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor. Yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant with the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. We're going to end it right there for today. But you think, if you're the pastor of a church today, or if you're a member of the church today, not only that accepts the sin of homosexuality, but some ordain homosexuals as priests and ministers and pastors, and you run into the Apostle Paul, who's in town, and you ask him, you say, Apostle, how am I doing? And the Apostle wouldn't be happy with you. And he would say, repent of this wicked and evil sin. What was sin then is still sin today. You see, God said, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He doesn't change. We change. And it's this sin that slipped in through the back door. And just like the Lord said, it says that while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. And then he went his way. And that's what's happened here in this country. And in other countries around the world, while men slept, that's you. That is, while you and me and others did nothing, while ungodliness worked its way up the ranks, while men slept, the enemy came and went his way. And that's what's happened. And let me encourage you, just like the apostle said, what was sin yesterday is sin today. And that is the Bible's opinion and the Apostle Paul's opinion on what he thinks about the sin of homosexuality. But again, as I said, he who keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty of all. We'll be back again soon with another program here, going through this letter from one pastor to another, Paul's letter to Timothy. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web You'll find us on Facebook at WGODRadio.